Unit 3. Computers. Reading.
Who am I? Over time, I have been changed quite a lot. I began as a calculating machine in France in 1642. Although I was young, I could simplify difficult sums. I developed very slowly, and it took nearly 200 years before I was built as an analytical machine by Charles Babbage. After I was programmed by an operator who used cards with holes, I could think logically and produce an answer quicker than any person. At that time, it was considered a technological revolution and the start of my artificial intelligence. In 1936, my real father, Alan Turing, wrote a book about how I could be made to work as a universal machine to solve any difficult mathematical problem. From then on, I grew rapidly, both in size and in brain power. By the 1940s, I had grown as large as a room, and I wondered if I would grow any larger. However, this reality also worried my designers. As time went by, I was made smaller. First, as a PC, personal computer, and then as a laptop. I have been used in offices and homes since the 1970s. These changes only became possible as my memory improved. First, it was stored in tubes, then on transistors, and later on very small chips. As a result, I totally changed my shape. As I have grown older, I have also grown smaller. Over time, my memory has developed so much that, like an elephant, I never forget anything I have been told. And my memory became so large that even I couldn't believe it. But I was always so lonely standing there by myself until, in the early 1960s, they gave me a family connected by a network. I was able to share my knowledge with others through the World Wide Web. Since the 1970s, many new applications have been found for me. I have become very important in communication, finance, and trade. I have also been put into robots and used to make mobile phones, as well as help with medical operations. I have even been put into space rockets and sent to explore the moon and Mars. Anyhow, my goal is to provide humans with a life of high quality. I am now truly filled with happiness that I am a devoted friend and helper of the human race.